whatever. If we, as co-chairs of this meeting, don't throw a title to you, please introduce yourself. And sometimes staff's very good and type up into the listening audience up there in the board who's speaking at any given time. And so now, while I take a deep breath and a glass of water, over to you.
Okay, so as you all know, the NCUC has been very concerned about the IRT report for a number of reasons. We just had a meeting where we went through some of the reasons and we came out with at least 14 different distinct problems with this particular report. So we've got a lot of problems with it. And Kathy, is she ready yet?
No. If you're filibustering.
I'm filibustering. I can sing. No, just kidding.
My voice isn't working. We've been talking about this all day, and we're glad to be here today. I started the day talking with ALAC about IRT. You can hear I'm losing my voice. We've been talking about it in NCUC. The big thing we've been talking about is how important it is for all of us to get our concerns out. In Mexico, the reason we have the IRT report, and I wasn't at the Mexico meeting, but in Mexico, the trademark owners came up en masse at the public forum, one after another, to complain about the IRT report. The board said, okay, why don't you guys draft something? And they assigned the intellectual property constituency made the intellectual property constituency the IRT with one representative from registrars, one representative from registries, and said, well, give us something reasonable. Who thinks they gave us something reasonable? So now, if we don't think they give us something reasonable, it's our job to come back en masse at the mics and say, this isn't reasonable, and here's why. And so speaking as individual voices, as ALAC or as NCUC separately, is great. But speaking together will wake up the board. That will really get some attention, I think. And so Evan, Patrick and I spent some time even before we were introduced, even before the meeting, we began to start preparing for maybe doing something together. And we've been drafting in the last day. Evan started it. I was editing it. And it's been circulated to NCUC. It's been circulated to ALAC. And we wanted to talk about both the power of speaking together and then have we, you know, come up with some points that we can agree on, big, broad kind of points that we can agree on together, broad, important points. So that's, I think, the discussion today. And now we're operating off of Patrick's computer. But, you know, do we have points here that everybody can agree to? And
everybody can't even see. So Patrick needs to do something about increasing the size, if at all possible. This little brown duck isn't signing up anything she can't read, and I sure as hell can't read that.
Can we send it to everyone?
Because we're not likely to say, do we like this vote on all points, and then go yay. For example, I know Hong and Vivek, both coming from the legal profession as well, have made some comments and put a draft out on what Evan had put out most recently, and I don't know how much of that has gone into this document, if any at all. So it's pretty important, I think, that we just go through from the top and actually establish agreed or modifiable points or not. But I see Evan. Go ahead.
One thing that Secretary. I'd like to make very clear is that there is not an intention to have a single thing that is done. When we first set out to do the strategy of this, the intention would be to have as many people as possible go up in the public forum. And that means not having a single statement. Now, I've counted, at least from the email responses, that there have been specific submissions and ideas from a number of people. The ones I can see by name are Bo, Carlos, Wendy, Kathy, and I hope I pronounced this right, Katitsa? Are all people who have made suggestions to this. What I'm hoping will happen, and this is personal, but I hope that this will be acceptable, is to have one major statement that is something we can all agree on that is supplemented by individual submissions at the mic from individual people. So even if you say this is either too vague, too broad, doesn't have enough detail, has too much detail or whatever, that after we have this one joint statement that's read, that we have other people that come up to the mic that give thoughts on their own point of view on this, even if they diverge slightly from this document or whatever, so we can have the best of both worlds. One thing that's together, but we still have other people that come up with their own things.
Understood. Yeah, go ahead.
In fact, Evan, I'd like to suggest that we not even present this as the first thing. That ALAC, if ALAC has a statement, NCUC has a statement, that we present individual views, because at the end of the day, when the board is kind of tired of hearing the comments and we get up together, it will wake them up. If we start out jointly, they're not going to listen as much to the individual comments. But if we do this at the end or close to the end, it's going to be very powerful.
So you see, the main one goes towards the end. As long as we can do this in such a way that it's before Kieran cuts it off.
Just before we start stage managing the whole event, let's establish how we even come to something that could be called an ALAC statement. And I can assure you right now, what happens in this room, unless you've got a 7-day vote after a 20-day public comment period, will never be called an ALAC statement. So we also need to be clear what we can do. We do need to do something. If so, then we agree what and what the nomenclature is. Because it would be very dangerous for the regional leaders. Please remember, you're dealing with one regional leader and one ALAC representative. You're not dealing with the ALAC bringing this to the table just yet. What happens now does that. Could be called the agreed outcomes from those present at this meeting, but it may be that whole regions will want to disassociate themselves totally. We can't predict that, and the exercise going on here, which is why I was pleased that Robin agreed we needed to go through this exercise.
Okay.
The rush of the blood of the head isn't going to work across the five regions. We, however, can have the agreed principles established, get the individual statements going, and come out with something as well that has the power of the homes of the internet end user, and I see the power of that. But I also see a lot of rush towards the end game, and we haven't even decided if we're going to step on the playing field yet.
Fair enough.
Olivia, did I see you as a comment then? Please come forward.
Evan, are you suggesting that everyone in this room gets up at the same time and goes to the mic simultaneously to deliver this statement?
Go ahead.
The quick answer is that was one of a number of options that was considered. The intention really is to have a lot of people go up to the mic, hopefully not saying the same thing, in fact saying different things, but there were a number of things that was considered. Having four people go up and say one thing, then another group of four go up and say something. There was a whole bunch of things considered. I hope we can come up with some consensus here of what makes the best possible strategy given the resources we have at hand.
Okay, well, as I think is most important is let's look at where the agreed principles or any departures might be, and I'm delighted to see more non-normal legal people than I have around the table. I'd like to recognise fellow AEDA director at the table, obviously an internet end user and someone who sure as hell knows his way around IP. Thank you very much for joining us. And I would like to make it very clear that anybody around the table or in the back seats, just raise your hands if you're in the back seats or push that light if you want to speak. This is part of an exercise to get input. Yes, Adam, go ahead.
Oh, I was wondering if we could just read through the statement. It's not too long, just go through word by word and then people have something to say, no, yes, add something, whatever, then that might be the way and should be not too long.
Do you want me to read the statement?
I was going to say, Patrick, if you could take us through, and rather than go from top to bottom, let's go chunk by chunk, and the number of red lights or waving hands at any given point in time, I'm sorry we don't have coloured pieces of paper, will give us an indication whether or not we need to stop. Thank you, Hong. She's ready with her yellow already. Go ahead. Thank you, Patrick.
The at-large community, ALAC and the non-commercial users constituency of ICANN strongly support the creation of new GTLDs. Do we agree on that?
It's a actual statement, yes.
Having said that, the process to move forward with changes to the draft applicant's guidebook requires the legitimacy of full community participation and full transparency. Yes? In the case of the IRT report, we had neither transparency nor openness. The the IRT report and its recommendations harm the interests of domain name registrants and Internet end users. And consequently, we must object to the vast bulk of its recommendations.
So, nothing contentious so far.
Wonderful. Let's go on. To be more specific, the globally...
This might be where we need to read slowly and carefully. And please think, legal people in particular.
The Globally Protected Marks List, the GPL database, is a matter well beyond ICANN's scope and its core competence. It presumes to be able to resolve an issue that even WIPO wrestles with.
Just one moment, please. Am I gathering from the gesticulation we'd like a switch between right and left screen so that the interpreters can see the live side?
Yes.
Thank you. I don't normally play charades, a note or would have done. Can we... We can put it on both, and you can nudge me if someone has a question on the... can we double that screen?
Yeah, we can.
Can you make the magic happen for me, please?
Yes, I can.
We can.
I can, you can, we all can.
Okay, we'll do.
Is that the same one?
That's the same one. Perfect, and now we'll just scroll up.
Yeah. Sorry, I will send it to Matthias.
No, it is very important because the remote participants are
there's only one. So, the screen was already switched. Okay. Let's go back to the document.
If we still find it.
Yeah. Coming.
For those on the phone bridge, we're now just watching Patrick go through pretty much the complete spectrum of his desktop. And yes, we're back to the document.
Here we are.
Point one.
Okay.
Can I just say the bigger it gets, the more vague chance I will have of not seeing it through a hazed blur, which I personally would appreciate.
Is it big enough?
How's that? Thumbs up, go. Well done.
Okay. The Globally Protected Marks List, the GPML database, is a matter well beyond ICANN's scope and its core competence. It presumes to be able to resolve an issue that even WIPO wrestles with. Clearly, the creation of the GPML, if even possible, would cause enormous complexity. Instead of speeding up the process of creating new GTLDs, it would introduce delays that would last for years. But the creation of this list must take place outside of ICANN.
Can I just make a comment on that part? The part about it says the creation of this list must take place outside of ICANN. I would even say if such a list should be created. I mean, I wouldn't even presume that there should be a list.
Can I just ask, I saw several hands rush to there. I saw Mary, I saw Alan, I saw Hong. What did you want to say in that order, Mary, Alan, Hong?
Mary, can you introduce kind of your role? I think people should know.
Yeah, to the extent they don't already. I was on the IRT in my personal capacity, and hopefully that fact will be clarified further during this week, because I understand that there are some misunderstandings as to my role on the IRT. So NCUC officially was not represented on the IRT. I would like to get that on the record and in front of everybody here. So having said that, back to the statement, it seems to me that this paragraph one really talks about two things, right? The question of whether something is beyond ICANN's scope and competence is different from the question of complexity and delay. So as a matter of formatting, I was wondering if they should be separate points. And specifically, I think when we say it raises enormous complexity, I don't really want to make the statement longer, but while it's clear that delays would be introduced and last for years, it's not quite clear from that statement what the complexity is. Yeah. So two specific comments there.
Okay, let's first of all check, were your comments directly to those? Hong saying yes or no? Were your comments directly to what Mary's just said? No? Okay, fine. Do I then have anyone who objects to what Mary is proposing, separating it into the two discrete things?
Yes.
You are objecting or you are agreeing?
I'm objecting.
Okay, please share with us.
Go ahead. Are you objecting?
Well, what am I supposed to say? I was waiting for Alan's and Ong's reaction.
Sorry, let me see if I can make it incredibly clear. Mary is proposing that there are two issues in the one paragraph. She would like them separated into two because they are currently unrelated issues and doesn't want any confusion. She would also like to propose that while she doesn't want to make the document any longer, that more explanation is required.
I think going into, Mary, I think this is intended. I don't want to reject the idea out of hand, but this is intended to be a very broad, high-level statement to be delivered at the microphone. So if we go down into the details, I think we're going to be here till midnight. So unless... Okay, then let's divide it up. That's fine.
Looks like that's already done, and I like things that are preemptive. Do you have a speaking order? Is that to that matter? If not, go ahead, Alan.
I find it rather hard to make statements like it's going to delay it for years, and this is an enormously complex task. I see no evidence of either of those, and saying and making a statement like that just removes any credibility it might have. That was point number one. Point number two is my recollection is that the IRT report was recommending that ICANN outsource this function. And therefore, although it would be done under the auspices of ICANN, it would be done outside of ICANN. So I think they've already said what that's asking for.
Thank you, Alan. Go ahead. You are back to that point, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yes, but it's ICANN that will be creating the rules, and the IRT committee... They had a set of rules for the globally protected marks list in their draft, which even they have removed because no one knows what the rules should be, and the process of creating those rules could take years, actually.
Then say that. Don't say what's there.
Okay. Then help
you,
us out.
You are working in a room full of pedants, but we're that for a reason, because everything we say will be analysed, will be picked over, and we've learnt the hard way to gird our loins and do the best we can with what we put out rather than have an obvious loophole.
Well, this is why I suggest if we want to keep our joint statement short, to remain broad, because once we start saying that it would introduce delays... the next question is prove it.
Exactly. Don't say it rather than have to prove it.
How about, could we change the word would to could? Would to, and say instead of speeding up the process of creating new GTLDs, it could introduce delays that could last for years.
Well, from the at-large advisory committee point of view, we have consistently said we wanted them yesterday. Thank you very much. Why has it taken so long anyway? We could raise with words that are we are concerned that a risk will be. Don't want it to, but we can't make a definitive it will.
Exactly, yeah. What are the delays that are going to be caused? Mm. That was my question.
Oh, okay.
And then if you can tell us what they are, then we'll actually know for sure what we're talking about.
Okay. While that information is being sourced, go ahead, Evan. Sorry, one minute. Hong, is yours to the current point or is it to a separate point? Related. Okay, do you mind seating? Because if Hong's is related, thank you, Hong, go ahead.
Well, I only have a minor point exactly in this paragraph, in the sentence that clearly creation of GPML, if even possible, would create enormous complexity. What I'm suggesting is to remove the part if even possible, because it's not possible. It's been proved by the experience of WIPO, and it should not be done, especially look at WIPO. It's now centered by development agenda. It's membership, it's member state driven. It's not possible to be brought back to WIPO even. So I don't believe ICANN can outsource that. I won't go back to Alan's point. ICANN should not do that and should not outsource either WIPO and any other IP international organization to do that. Yes.
I'm hearing nothing but rampant agreement on a particular point. Mary wants to speak to that point. Is your point to the same?
I was going to address Adam's original point, the whole question of what would be the delay? Why are we making this point? And I think as the gist of the...
I saw 65 pages of butcher's paper come over. Obviously, there are some, but, you know.
No, but what I mean is, in a nutshell, because we have to be succinct about this, is that the database is going to be such a dog's breakfast to make that if they're waiting on that to start allowing GTLDs... that are consistent with this database. If they wait for the database.
Mary, go ahead.
I was going to make two points. One is I'm not sure referring to WIPO, and this might be a strategic thing, is a good idea because the immediate response is that the GPML is not a famous marks list because the criteria is actually different. It's not a substantive legal test. It's based on numbers and countries. So, that again, we might want to think about whether that's something we want to leave in there.
Technical.
Yeah, but that's why if we're putting it in there, it draws attention to it. And as Cheryl says, this is going to be dissected by staff, frankly, and we don't want it tossed out at the first paragraph because we're not making sense. The other thing is perhaps one way to talk about the GPML.
Thumbs up from Alan, which is high praise indeed.
Oh, thank you. I'm special today. But I think one thing to think about might be the fact that there are no thresholds currently recommended in the IRT report. And as a member of the IRT, I'll say that this is because we haven't got data back from staff. So one of the things that we could say is that it's not a question necessarily of complexity. It may be a question of delay, but right now it's also a question of uncertainty.
It is absolutely a question of complexity. The question is, what is a globally protected mark? And the answer is nobody knows. It's worse than a famous mark. It's something no one knows. And that's why I brought, I don't know how we share this internationally, but I brought a sheet that we developed this morning in the NCUC, which is a list your favorite brand. What would you put on the globally protected marks list? And some of what we came up with, let me see if I can, there's no good way to show this.
Well, I can, you hold it. GPML includes the following brand names: Coca-Cola, Nike, Delta, Nintendo, McDonald's, IBM, Microsoft, Apple, Armani. I really had no chance of, the pen was running out.
Is this? And so the question, and this is just kind of what we made up, what we might put on the list, but anyone who makes up this list will put on different brands, and by even the final report of the IRT has no clear specifications. So one of the issues of complexity and delay is how the heck are we going to come up with these standards? Who's going to agree to them? I think it could take a little while.
Is it both of you or just Alan? Okay, but Alan, Evan.
I'm no expert on this. I haven't read the documents, but I have attended a bunch of briefings. My understanding is the IRT is recommending that you define a globally protected, something that's eligible to be part of the GPML by a number of specific metrics. I understand the metrics are not yet set today. If they never can set them, the whole thing falls apart and we have nothing to protest. Whether the number will be set properly at 100 or 120 countries or whatever the number is, we can debate that number, but it's not an arbitrary list of someone's judgment call whether it should be globally protected. It is based on a metric which is definable, if I understood correctly what the report says. Now, it may be a poor way of defining globally a mark that should be globally protected, but it's not a subjective one.
Go ahead, Evan.
Even just looking at that chart, I see where this is going to become really, really bad and complex. Delta is an airline. They make faucets and plumbing supplies, and it's a regular word. Apple is a record company.
Are you preaching to the converted?
No, but I'm just saying, you don't need... Even for what people think are obvious names,
that's right.
Is not obvious.
That's why it's a bad idea,
yes.
Perhaps. That's why it may be a bad idea, not because it's unimplementable.
Actually, there are a number of trademark attorneys here at ICANN who believe this is absolutely impossible.
And we're perfectly comfortable going along. You know, this is so clearly going to not, as Hong was saying... people whose sole focus haven't managed to launch into that area.
Yes, exactly.
So let's look at words that will get those messages out. We're not married to each of these words up there. We've heard what Mary said about it mentioning WIPO and things. Mary, you've got the insider running. What better words and modifications might we be able to make here?
I'll try and get to that point, but I think, on what makes the GPML, I don't think it would be that beneficial to make the point that its subjective is... You know, it's everybody's favorite brands. I really don't think that will go anywhere. I think a better way is to say, perhaps we don't know what the criterion is, and even when the data comes back, is the IRT going to take a decision and say, draw a line right here, that if you have 200 registrations in 70% of countries across all 5 ICANN regions, that makes you globally protected. Maybe we can object to that in principle. That seems to me to be more productive.
Please understand, I'm not saying don't object. I'm saying use objections which will hold water. If there are three deltas which meet the objective criteria of registered in 100 countries or whatever, and whoever gets there first owns Delta and the other two are locked out, that's a good reason for saying this is not a practical way of doing things. But that's different from complexity or subjective.
Vandu, no? We've gone past that point. Okay. Comfortable? Go ahead, Cathy. All right. So are we now going to... which would you... I would prefer to now move to the next point, have this as we have to do something with, mm-hmm. marked... and go down the page again, okay? But we've all agreed, I don't know whether you can put a highlight on it or something, that's got to be wordsmithed, rebuilt extensively. Right, let's have a look at the next point. Because some of us do have a hard stop in other places that we unfortunately have to go to, and I do want to make sure that we hit most of it digested at least. Go ahead, Gavin.
Madam Chair, how much time do we have?
By my clock, some of us will be leaving in 9 minutes.
Then we need to roll.
It's at 7:30.
I understand that. I'm also aware that there are people in this room who will be leaving before that, and that's why I'm trying to get as much. Okay. So down you go, Patrick.
Okay. The GPML takes no consideration of the actual limits and rights and protections allowed to trademarks. In the real world, trademark owners apply for a trademark in a specific class of goods and services, and their use is bound to that class or classes. By protecting a string of letters in all new GTLDs, the GPML would extend trademarks into new GTLDs far beyond the bounds of their class of goods and services, far beyond existing national laws and international treaties.
I see Hong, I see Robin, and anyone else on that point? Okay, Cathy, go ahead, Hong.
I only have a technical suggestion. This is very good. I